didn't hurt too bad, but I want to settle down to the place where it will get you thinking. What good is the God of Moses if he isn't the same God today? What good does a historical God do if he isn't the same power today? What good would it do to take a man that's freezing to death, and you met him on the street and he was freezing, and you took him up to a big painted fire and say, "Oh, sir, 2,000 years ago, that was a warm fire." Well, he can't get warm by a painted fire. And neither can he get warmed by or saved by a historical Holy Spirit. He's got to be the same Holy Spirit with the same power and warmth that he was at any time. What good does it do to feed your canary bird's vitamins and then keep him in a cage? Make good bones and good feathers and won't let him fly. Well, that's the same way of sending your preachers away to seminaries and making them polished scholars and telling you the days of miracles is past. What good does it do to serve a historical God or learn anything if he won't act the same today that he was then? He's no good. It's just history. The Mohammedans are just as well off as we are. And then the rest of them. But I thank God that we've got a God that lives, and he's just the same, and he has the same power. He lives just the same as he ever lived. He does the same things that he ever did do.
Why even be God? He's not a historical God, but he's a God in a time of trouble, the very present help, all times, omnipresent, ever ready.
Hallelujah.